So the proof that we're going to try and capture today, musically in sound, is actually an algorithm. It's one of the first algorithms of mathematics, and it's described in Euclid's Elements. Actually, the term algorithm is something we hear quite a lot in our modern day, because our whole lives seem to be run by algorithms. Algorithms to find us things to listen to, recommend us books to read, algorithms which get us from one place to another in the most efficient way or the safest way, even algorithms to find us our partners for life. So these algorithms are a kind of recipe that's given different data, two places, A and B, how to get from one to the other. So you will vary the different places you want to get to and where you're starting from, but the algorithm will be the same wherever you're starting and finishing. So the algorithm we're going to try to capture is Euclid's algorithm to try and find, given two numbers, what's the largest number which divides both of the numbers you started with. So let's take an example, which is the best way to explore this proof. So if I take the number 36 and the number 15, what's the largest number which will divide both of these? So these are small enough that you could probably work it out quite simply, but what I want to show you is an algorithm which, however large these numbers are, it will find the largest number which will divide both of them. So I think that to make this into sound, what we want is something to represent the number 36 and something to represent the number 15. And probably the best thing is to have a motif which is kind of length 36, maybe in time, and another motif which is of length 15. And we're going to use these to work through our algorithm. So we need to start with, I think, two motifs, one which has kind of 36 beats to it, and one which has 15 beats to it. So that was our one with 36 beats. Now we need one with 15 beats. So now we're going to play the motifs together. The shorter motif will finish, of course, before the longer one does. So we can start that one again. But maybe it's possible that the shorter motif, we can repeat it several times and it will exactly fit the longer motif. So let's see what happens when we play these two together. So you can hear there that the second motif, we heard it twice all the way through, and then it started a third time, but it didn't seem to finish, so it didn't quite fit. So we've managed to fit two of the short motifs into the longer one, but we've got a little bit left over. So we need to count how many beats that is. And when we look, we see that, in fact, there are six beats that we haven't been able to account for. So what the algorithm says is that we now need to produce a third motif, which is six beats long. And we're going to run this underneath the other two motifs and see whether we can fill the whole piece of music. So let's create a little six-beat motif. So we can hear that six-beat motif repeated over and over again. So the challenge is, well, will this six-beat motif exactly fit both the first and second motif that we started with? So let's try it with the first long motif and see whether we can fit a certain number of repetitions of the six-beat motif to fit exactly alongside the first motif. So we got it fit in exactly. If we repeat the six-beat motif six times, it exactly lasts the same length as the long motif, which, after all, was 36 beats, six times six. So now let's see whether we've found a number which exactly divides into the second motif. So we're going to lay the second motif down and repeat the six-beat motif underneath it, and hopefully we'll get an exact fit and we'll have found the largest common factor of these two numbers. It didn't quite fit because we got two copies of that third motif and it was halfway through a third repetition, but the second motif had already finished, so it's not good enough yet. So we've got to look at the little bit remaining after we've done two copies of the third motif, and we see we've got three beats there. So the algorithm says now we have to take a fourth motif, which is just three beats long. So there, we've heard it repeated a few times, but now let's run it underneath first the long motif that we kicked off with and see whether we can get it to fit exactly. So perfect. We had 12 repetitions of that three-beat motif, which exactly fits the 36 beats of our first motif. So now let's see whether our second motif, which had 15 beats, can also be covered with a repetition of our little waltz rhythm. And that fits as well, because we heard five repetitions of our little waltz motif, the fourth motif we've created, and that exactly fits our second motif, which had 15 beats. So this algorithm has given us the largest little motif, which will divide both of the motifs we started with, and it's a three-beat rhythm. So it turns out that our little piece of music we're making is a waltz. Three is the largest number, which divides both 36 and 15. So let's put those all together and hear what it sounds like. Mm-hmm.